Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Thank you for joining me once again as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. The psalm I've chosen to look at today is Psalm 127. The title of this psalm is A Song of Ascents of Solomon. Solomon, David's son who became king after David, was a master builder in Israel and known to be the wisest man in the nation, having received both of these gifts from God to bring peaceful relations to Israel. Although biblical scholars are not sure of the exact meaning of the title of Song of Ascents, it is possible that the 15 psalms categorized this way, which would be Psalms 120 through 134, would have been sung as part of a worship or festival on each of the 15 steps located between the Court of Women and the Court of the Israelites in Solomon's Temple in Jerusalem. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil. For he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. In many modern societies today, young men and women are taught early how to make it on their own, take charge of one's life, be in control of what we do, and aggressively chase success in business, family, and community standings. We are routinely rewarded for our shrewdness, both monetarily and with enviable status. We go on to encourage our children to learn quickly how to be independent. Even the most well-meaning mother has said to her daughter, "Now grow up and act like a lady," and "Behave yourself, stop acting so childish." Likewise, fathers have said to sons, "Buck up, boys don't cry," and "Stand up for yourself, be a man." Why are we so often in such a hurry to put our kids on the fast track to maturity? I think sometimes we get so caught up in raising, educating, and disciplining our children, we forget to take note of their wonderful playfulness, loving innocence, humility, and simple trust and faith. Verse 3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord." Whether the children in your life are from your womb, have been lovingly adopted into your family, or are children you care for a family member or friend, they are a blessing to us from God, and it would serve us well to see how the Lord sees children. One warm spring day, I was cleaning my house with the windows open, and I heard the little girl next door playing outside with her friends, merrily singing away on the backyard swing set, enjoying God's beautiful day as if they had not a care in the world. They began to sing at the top of their lungs, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." Now that is what the Psalms are, songs of praise to our Lord for all that he has done. What a valuable lesson from the mouth of babes. While we tell our children to shush, go away, as the disciples once did, Jesus says, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." While we rush about trying to get ahead in our jobs, make more money, buy more stuff, denying ourselves the simpler pleasures of life, Jesus says in Matthew 18, verse 3, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." God desires us to turn from our power-hungry, arrogant ways and instead accept God's blessings in humility. While we are too proud to have our children cry in front of others, Jesus continues, "Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." King David offers us this example. When he feared for his life, he declares to God in Psalm 31, verse 22, "But you heard the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cried to you for help." David's fear became his comfort when he turned to God for help. Not surprisingly, these verses show how countercultural Christ and his ways are. He came to us as a child, and he continues to grow his kingdom through the faith of his children, you and me, not by our own human power or wisdom, but by our humble, simple faith that allows us to hear, read, and act upon God's holy word. Have you ever had the joy of watching a baby learn to take its first steps? With a parent's outstretched arms, coaxing the child to let go of the coffee table and step towards them, saying, "Come on, darling, you can do it. Trust me, I'll catch you. I'm right here." The infant finally dares to step away from the table, their anxious little eyes focused squarely on yours, not on their feet, with a confident smile and their trust completely in you and in your words, that you won't let them fall away from you. Well, just as children are helpless without their father's wisdom and guidance, so we, sinful, frightened, and broken men and women, are helpless without the grace, mercy, and unending love of God our Father. Jesus calls us to be like children, eager to know his will, trusting in his care for us, blessed recipients of a simple faith. Through our baptism, we did not become like children of God, but we became children of God. He is our Father. By God's grace, through a childlike faith, we are heirs of heaven, now and eternally. This chapter in Psalms talks about the value of children, a blessing from God. Let us be like children when it comes to our faith, for that is how the Lord thinks of us, his dear children. I'd like to end today's reflection by reading a passage from 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, through chapter 3, verse 3. "And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." We pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for making us your dear children, caring for us in this world, and assuring us of your everlasting love in the hope of eternal life with you. Help us to enjoy the freedom we have in you to live out our faith joyfully and boldly in our everyday lives. Amen.
It is one.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.